oramos desde aquí como Podcast Entre Hermanos, deseando que seas tú quien siga abriendo puertas y bendiciendo el ministerio de Raque. Gracias, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús. Amén y amén.
Amén.
Amén. Ok, muy bien. Ok, quédate allá, no apagas nada okay, por el momento. Ok, mira, ese es el último que existe. Lo regalo para ti y el sticker también.
Sí. Oh, ya. Gracias.
Estos son dos recuerdos de que ya estuviste tu tiempo aquí. ya pasaste por el podcast. Ay.
Siempre hay bastante para hablar.
Sí,
yo tengo la dificultad. ¿En dónde te distraigo y dónde debo dejarte seguir con la historia?
La historia.
Porque, bueno, sí. Bueno, vamos a hacer una prueba.
Dale.
¿De qué?
Bueno, no sé si vamos a hacerlo o no. Vamos a ver. ¿Cómo, how is your English lately?
So-so.
Yeah? How much English do you have to speak in Nebraska?
My minister in Nebraska is in Spanish.
Right, so. It's all in Spanish.
And I take a class in English.
In English?
Yeah, but no sé cómo decir. No tengo tanto espacio para practicar el inglés.
You don't have very much space or time to practice English. And your future ministry is going to be in Spanish, all in Spanish, yes?
Yeah, in Machala, but later, I don't know.
Ah.
I don't know where I will go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think you will go back to Bolivia at some point to serve in your home church?
I don't know. I don't have idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder, because what I'm wanting to do is have more podcasts in English, but they can be shorter. I have to figure out how we can do them, how I can do them with people who mostly are speaking Spanish, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if I should just translate, like you guys speak in Spanish, and I translate to English.
Like a
doblaje?
Yeah, like both enough?
No, like live.
In the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great. I mean, it's like complicated. Because, I mean, in the moment, maybe it's a good idea. But if not, you need to wait.
I think in English, need to be more is shorter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be shorter conversations.
Yeah, like 30 minutes and 30 minutes for the translation. It's like 1 hour, kind of.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, because you ask and the person respond to you, and you need to translate this part.
So yeah, so it definitely be longer.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, what if we do like a little test right now to see if it can work?
¿Apago?
No.
¿O sigo?
You're part of this.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so first, share with us your name and where you are from.
Hi, my name is Raquel. I am from Bolivia, and I am 29 years old.
Mm-hmm. In Spanish, you would say, I have 29 years. In English, we say, I am 29 years. Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. And so you're from Bolivia, and where are you living right now?
In Nebraska.
In Nebraska.
Yeah.
And why are you in Nebraska?
I am doing my optional practical training.
Good.
Yeah. I didn't know that. This is the real name. This is the OPT.
Yeah. Yeah, we always call it OPT, but it means optional practical training.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the year after you graduate, you can put into practice what you studied.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how are you putting into practice in Nebraska what you studied?
Teaching in women ministry and teaching in teaching about missions mm-hmm. with my church.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is in Nebraska, yeah. but is the teaching you're doing in English or in Spanish?
In Spanish.
Is the whole church Spanish?
Yeah.
It's an all Spanish church in Nebraska, which is in the middle of the United States.
Yeah. And our church, it's not born with a English church.
It's not part of an English church.
No.
It's the unique church.
What?
I mean, it's unique.
Who planted the church?
Who
planted it?
I don't know.
Oh, how long has it been there?
I think more 20 years.
Oh, wow. So is it a big church? How many people?
It's a big story. We have probably 100 people.
Now?
Wow. Yeah.
100
is a big church?
That is a big church.
Mm-hmm.
For a Spanish-speaking church in the middle of the United States, mm-hmm. 100 is a good number. Yeah. Okay.
We have many kids.
Mm. Yeah, lots of kids.
Yeah.
But you're part of the women's ministry.
Yeah.
Okay.
That every Wednesday? Miércoles?
Wednesday?
Wednesday, I teach to...
Kids.
The children.
Ministry kids.
All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. So the pastor's name is Brainerd, and he is also a graduate from here.
Yeah.
You studied here for 4 years at the Bible College, Rio Grande Bible College, which is actually Seminario Bíblico Rio Grande. What was your emphasis?
Education, no.
Christian education?
Christian education.
Christian education. Yeah. All right. And why did you choose Christian education? What influenced you to pick that as what you were going to study?
Because I love the kids ministry. And when I was a child, ¿cómo digo? Pasé bullying.
Uh-huh.
I suffered.
Well, that's suffered, yes. But I guess you'd say I went through.
I went through.
Bullying.
And at the same time, my church have a very good ministry with kids.
Mm.
And for that, I learned who I am in Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And... yeah, but many years later, one kid from my church, he killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he was through and
he was experiencing
with bullying.
Yeah.
And for that, I understand kids ministry is so necessary in our church.
It's important.
Important.
So you went through bullying and there were people to care for you and teach you.
Yeah.
And then you saw later someone else go through bullying that didn't have that.
Yeah.
That didn't have that support or that teaching. Wow. Okay. And then, so that's part of why you chose the Christian education emphasis.
Yeah.
Okay. So 4 years here. That's a long time of life, right? How did God change you while you were here?
I don't know, say in English.
That's okay.
When I came here, I have many parts of my heart. I don't want to touch that. But when I was here, I have counselors. And she helped me to touch that and put all my heart in the hand of God.
Mm.
And he cared me. Oh, el curó cada parte.
Oh, he cured you.
Yeah.
Mm. So there were like hard parts or hurting parts in your heart. Yeah. And your counselor helped you to work through that.
Yeah.
I had a question about that. So like the mentors and counselors here, that's an important part of the discipleship and growing. But how long did it take you to begin to open up to your mentor? Was it like in after 2 weeks you started like just sharing everything, or like from the very beginning, or was it like after a year, or I don't know how much time?
What is the process basically, right?
No, like how long? Because you were talking about the part of your heart that you did not want to touch.
Yeah.
How long before you started touching that part?
I know. ¿Cómo dice? Yo sabía.
I knew
when I have my counselor, I need to open all my heart.
Mm.
And for that, in the beginning with my counselor, we work in that.
Oh, from the beginning. Mm. You opened everything up.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think the Lord blessed you in that?
Yeah.
Mm. I think that's something hard to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah? To open up completely. It takes trust and faith in another person, but also in God to like open up to another person. Also, with some of the things you were saying when we were recording in Spanish with about listening to someone when they're hurting, to a child, right? Listening, but also communicating. When we are hurting, one of the hardest things to do is to communicate or to talk to others. But that's what we have to do for them to be able to listen, right? To be able to share with others how we are hurting. And I think that is those are some of the interesting struggles we have here at the Bible College, communicating, because we have different cultures, different people, different backgrounds, different stages of life that people are working through. And I don't know what may, I don't know. Do you remember any funny stories of communicating between cultures while at the Bible College here?
In my first week in Bolivia, when you say fresco, it's like people, fresco, gay.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Okay.
But with the Honduras people. Fresco is some
juice.
Yeah.
Juice.
Fruit juice.
Ah, okay. Okay. Yeah.
And my friend Marley, ¿cómo digo? Can you? He said me, can you give me a fresco? And I say, fresco? Okay. I don't know who is fresco here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, that's a good example of just different words, different styles of communication. What is it that helps us to be able to function as a family? Because we live, like you were saying, we live as a family here a lot of times. We're eating together, working together, studying together, everything together. Mm-hmm. So what helps us to be able to have that hard communication and still function together?
¿Puedes repetirme la pregunta en español?
Sorry, it's a long question. Okay. ¿Qué es que nos hace posible vivir juntos, comunicar juntos, hacer todo juntos, aunque somos tan diferentes?
Morir a ti.
To die to yourself. Die ceder. To yourself.
Uh-huh. Ceder.
Ceder, yeah. Mm. Because we don't say some words, because that word's hard. It's hard for others.
Yeah. It's offensive. Sometimes.
There's some words like Argentinians will say that Mexicans will say it's offensive, or Hondurans and Colombians or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's some words you don't say.
Yeah. And I think the love for others help.
Yeah. Love, not just for culture, not just for style, but a love that goes past all that, right? Okay. What else would you like to say to everyone that is hearing, listening in English?
What is it?
Okay. We're getting to the end of our English limit.
Yeah.
I remember whenever I was studying Spanish, that sometimes you get to the end of your Spanish brain. And then it's done. Se acabó. Okay. ¿Qué quieres decir a todos que están escuchando en inglés? Para terminar.
Pequeño mensaje.
What would you like to say to everyone who is listening to English? Maybe something about this place or about you or whatever for a final message.
You can talk about the Rio Grande. Maybe you can say, okay, Rio Grande is a place and I learned about I don't know, right? Like that.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. I mean, it's whatever you want, but yeah. You know, amazing people here, all the students, the teachers.
What would you like to say to everyone who's listening in English? Javi, you have been helping host these podcasts in Spanish. Have we interviewed you at the beginning? Okay, what would you like to say in English?
No, I mean, I try
you
to
go
help.
You go first, and then Rachel can go second.
No, I always say it's about the different stories I heard in Rio Grande. So I think behind every volunteer, every staff, every student, God made amazing stories. Histories? Stories.
Stories.
Stories, yeah. So this is the... For me, it's an amazing part. The different people, different stories.
Everyone has a story.
With God.
Hey, you know, the English podcast is new. This might be like one of the first episodes. What should people know about the Spanish podcast that's been going for 1 year now almost?
Yeah.
What should people know about that?
What?
¿Qué deben saber sobre el podcast en español? Porque no saben nada, quizás, de que...
Yeah, eso. I think... I mean, I say the connection, the different connection, and we see this in the table, I mean, during the first year, it was in the table, so different connection between the people. Like you, this podcast, you say how the president was the first to hear was a teacher in another place.
In Bolivia.
It was a teacher in another staff. Mm. And it's a friend, like my father. Mm. So it's like, so the
connections are crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I...
You discover more and more connections as we go through the podcast. Nice. Okay. All right. Back to you.
The... Rio Grande Bible College. I don't know, say in English.
You can say in Spanish.
Creo que más que conocimiento, la bendición de estar aquí es poder tener ese lugar donde el Señor puede reparar muchas cosas.
Okay. So more than just knowledge, the blessing of this place is that here the Lord can work in you to repair things.
Uh-huh. Creo que la cámara se...
It's all right. Let's keep going.
Lo veo como un taller de reparación.
A reparation workshop. A workshop of repairing people's lives.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Raquel. Thank you, Javi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
¿Esto va a salir de verdad?
Yes, I think so.
I'm so sorry for my English. I'm so sorry.
Yes, I think this will actually...
I don't know. We will see.
Al principio pensé que solo era una prueba.
This, okay. So I told them, for everyone listening, that this was a test for our English podcast.
Oh. Yeah.
So, and it was a test, a real test. Mm-hmm. Maybe it will be an actual episode. So if you're listening to this, yeah, then that means that it worked out okay.
Okay.